Welcome to Two Therapists Talking. The hope for this podcast is to talk about important issues related to couples and individuals who are struggling in their lives with many different issues. I'm David Thompson, a marriage and family therapist.
And I'm Sherry Christensen, marriage and family therapist. Please join us as we explore these issues together, and we hope you will learn and be enlightened along the way. Come find us at twotherapisttalking.com. If you like what you're hearing, please get on and rate us and subscribe to the podcast. Hello and welcome back to Two Therapists Talking. I'm Sherry.
And I'm David.
And last episode, we started talking about a fabulous technique from David Hawkins called the letting go technique. So we're talking about a technique to use for anxiety, for stress, for any type of distress, trauma, triggers, even temptations if you're, you know, struggling to not act out in some way. This is a wonderful technique to use. It comes from the book Letting Go by David Hawkins. And we just love this as one of the many tools that can be used for anxiety management, for trigger management, trauma management, stress management, and of course, as it's a meditative mindfulness technique that can be used. So if you missed last episode, you missed the first couple of steps. First four steps we talked about last time. And so definitely go back and listen to those. And again, remember that as we're talking about these techniques and this technique as a whole with all of the steps, really you can use one or two or several of these and achieve wonderful results, because right. It's all a space of getting into right. that deep breathing, yep. getting into that mindfulness space. And you can use ones that feel particularly pertinent for you in this moment and get a lot of benefit out right. of those. Yep. So while this is a full 10-step technique that we talked about, setting a timer for 10 minutes, maybe doing one step a minute-ish, mm-hmm. or taking the first minute to kind of deep breathe and just move along through it, you can also use these steps or these different aspects of this technique individually, or
yep.
just a couple of them. So with that said, our first four steps are, David, we'll let you do it because I've just been talking over here.
First four steps, and definitely this is something you want to take note of. I think it's easier to have something to follow. But step number one was identification. Just what do you need to let go of? Emotion, thought, whatever it is. Step one, identification. Step two is acceptance. And this is really, really important. A lot of these future steps we're talking about here are...
Need this.
They're almost synonyms for acceptance, right? But accepting the presence without judgment or criticism. Number three, observation. You're just observing how it shows up, how it manifests in your body, location, shape, texture. And this helps in detaching from it. And finally, number four is understanding. Trying to understand why this emotion or thought has such a hold. What's the root cause? Because the more you understand it, the more it will diminish in power. So that's the first four.
Those are the ones we talked about in more detail last time. I'm trying to zip through them. Just give you a little reminder. We'll start with step five. And that is to feel the emotion. And this is really important because I feel like, and Dave and I were talking earlier about how often in our society, everything is about resisting feeling.
Right.
We just want the
good
stuff.
We don't want to. It's yeah. uncomfortable.
Yes. So let's just avoid all of anything that's distressing in any way, and we'll just stick with the good stuff. And how much that then causes a lot of mental health problems.
Right.
Because we're just constantly trying to avoid what's actually going on. And instead of allowing ourselves to feel it and move through it.
Right.
So this is such a critical step and is one I think we should not skip if you're just doing a couple
right, of these. Right. No, we can't. This is along the lines of, I've also talked a lot about The Road Less Traveled by M. Scott Peck. Mm-hmm. And he quoted Carl Jung, who was a contemporary of Freud, but brilliant, who said that all mental illness or neuroses, as he called it, are the result of our attempts to avoid legitimate suffering. So he would say that it's in your avoidance of hard, painful things that you're creating more issues, which is totally true. So you see the need to feel the emotion, not avoid, not resist, not reject, not deny, but feel.
Yes. And I think that can feel fairly overwhelming sometimes, especially if you don't have a lot of experience with it. Feels like, hey, if I open this door, it's gonna take over and I'm never gonna surface.
Right.
And recognizing that distressful emotions tend to come in waves, mm-hmm. and typically it's not gonna last for more than about 60 seconds, 45 to 60 seconds.
Right.
And so allowing it to be then allows it to move through and out of you. Instead of getting stuck somewhere in your body, right? We just shove things down and shove more down and shove more down.
Right.
Right. So making sure that you let yourself feel it and experience it without resistance, which means allow yourself to feel it all of the way. Let it come all the way. So again, with this quote that David just shared, that concept of when we're resisting feeling, we often actually give it so much more power in our lives.
Right.
It's causing all these extra problems. We haven't even dealt with that. We're still going to have to deal with that. But now we've got all these extra problems that are a result of resisting it.
Right.
So even though it's an uncomfortable space, it's a space that in society we typically don't want to be. And we don't choose to be, and we try to avoid.
No, we don't. Yeah, we don't want it.
It's a critical, critical step to letting go.
But if you think in terms of energy, it's energy that needs released. And if mm-hmm. we never give it opportunity to release, that's what we need to be afraid of. It's always there. But once you're open to releasing it, it's surprising how things move. Which goes to the next step of surrender. So number six is surrender. Surrender to the emotion. This means letting it exist without trying to change it or push it away. So it's an act of humility and acceptance that you don't have control over everything. Hopefully we've arrived at a point. The more you try, the harder, the worse things get. So you don't have control over everything. Do not try to alter it in any way. Just feel it and focus on the feeling.
Yeah. I think that is part of that concept of feeling it fully, right? Allow all the parts of it to flow in and through and just observe. Just kind of like a river flowing through. Just observe it.
That river.
You don't have to try to stop it.
Remember that.
Yes. Yes, I know I'm getting ahead of myself there.
Well, you see how all these steps really kind of blend, mm-hmm. which is why you can do the letting go technique faster than 10 minutes. It's not like it's an exact, oh yeah, I got to do this.
Here's my 1 minute. Here's my 1 minute.
You'll get better at this and you'll get better at going right to whatever that uncomfortable negative thing is and accepting and feeling and surrendering. It'll kind of all flow together. And so we're just outlining these steps for you to be specific, but it won't always be this specific and it won't always need to be.
Right. You'll just kind of move again. You'll just let it flow. You'll just go right through it.
Yep.
So number seven, after you've felt the emotion, surrender to it, is the release. So you envision releasing the emotion or the thought or the situation. You might imagine it floating away, being washed away. Look at these beautiful water analogies and connections. It's such a good one, right? Just it flows, washes away. And that helps you if you are able to sort of visualize it moving like that, washing it away, floating away. It helps your mind understand that concept of letting go.
Go down to the river. Yes. It's a really good metaphor.
Yep.
So the eighth step is to replace with positivity. After releasing, fill the space with positive thoughts or feelings. This could be gratitude, love, peace, joy. So again, visualizing is very, very powerful. It's like planting flowers in a garden where weeds have been removed. Mm-hmm. So you can imagine you're pulling these, you're putting them somewhere else, you're letting them go, but you're filling that space now with something that you do want, something that's positive, something that's hopeful and uplifting.
Right. For me, that water metaphor works in that as I'm letting go of something, it's almost like releasing it from this container, like almost like a glass vase or something like that's inside of me. And then I fill it and it's also like a liquid of water and it's mm-hmm. full of something positive yeah. or joyful or warm or light. You know, you can look at any of those analogies that speak to you. For some people, water speaks to them. For some people, flowers. You know, for some people, light, energy. Mm-hmm. And for some people, it is words. So, especially if it's a thought you've let go of or an outcome, you can look at concepts of like manifesting what you'd like to have happen in the future situation or, words around like positive thoughts, like an affirmation that maybe fits really well as a contrast to the negative thought that was causing distress.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly.
So number 9 then is to practice gratitude. So if you've been feeling, if that's one of the feelings you were replacing, the negative, with a positive feeling of gratitude, you just carry it through here. So being grateful for the lessons you've learned from the experience and the emotion. Gratitude is incredible at transforming perspective and transforming emotional state.
Yeah, we don't talk enough about that.
No, we don't.
You can't stay in a negative emotional state and be grateful.
Yes.
And I've used that so many times in therapy when someone is really, really, really struggling and I kind of want a shortcut to get them more open. Mm-hmm. It's let's start naming things you're grateful for. And you can see the look on their faces. Their brain's like, wait, this is a total shifting gears. Like totally. Am I going to just go with me? And yes. It's powerful.
Yes. All right. And especially if you can get to that point, you know, say this is, I'm grateful for this because, you know, if it's a experience, distressful experience or things were rough. Yep. Like I'm grateful for this because it totally shifts the brain and you start to see the lessons like we talked about from the experience and from the emotion, right? Super, super powerful.
And remember, you need to find purpose in the pain so that the pain can fully transform, right? So what is this doing for you? Mm-hmm. You will be what? More loving, more empathetic, more mm-hmm. understanding. That's a really, really good replacement. So the pain leaves. You imagine this being washed away, replaced with compassion, replaced with kindness, forgiveness, mercy, grace, all these really good things. So finally, the 10th step isn't even so much a step that you would practice in the meditation, but it's to do it again. Regular practice, step 10.
Right.
So this letting go is not usually a one-time event. Even if that feeling or emotion is fully, you could say, processed or let go in one sitting,
right.
We want you to continue to do this on other things.
Yes, do it with other things.
Yep.
But also it's not a bad thing if that one comes back.
Right.
You know, sometimes we have to go through and process things. Sometimes things hurt again. Sometimes... Yep. So don't feel like, oh, I already processed that. So now there's something wrong with me if it's showing up again. If that happens, you can do your letting go technique on that thought.
Yep. I honestly think it would be beneficial to practice every single day for a while.
Right.
Single day. Make it just a part of your dailies, your routine,
mm-hmm.
which I know is a lot to ask, but we're talking about your health and well-being and happiness. It's not... Instead of one more thing, it's like, hey, I'm going to feel a little better even more because of this, which is a good thing.
I think, and Dr. Hawkins sucks at least once a week. You want to be doing that so that you're practicing it, practicing those steps.
Yep.
But yes, it's just one of those people living their best life. They're doing these things.
Yep.
Right? Regularly. Exactly. So we're so glad that you joined us. And hopefully as you put that into practice, you notice some of the wonderful benefits that we've noticed as well.
If you do, you will.
Yes.
It works if you work
That's true. I shouldn't even say hopefully. I just say like we can this guarantee, yes, that this will benefit
right.
you.
Right. I've used it a lot, actually. Mm-hmm. And so I know it works.
For sure. Yep. You will get the same benefits we've experienced and our clients have experienced.
Thank you so much for joining us.
See you next time. Thank you for listening to Two Therapists Talking. We look forward to sharing more conversations with you. Connect with us at twotherapisttalking.com or email podcast@twotherapisttalking.com. If you like what you're hearing, please get on and rate us and subscribe to the podcast.